expecting that. I feel a bit of a fraud, actually, because, let's face it, the reason why I won this was not because of the hours I put in or the carefully crafted speech. It's because I referred to male genitalia during the course of it. And that was not the first time I have done that on the floor of the House. When I was at Dartmouth doing my reservist training, some of my Marine training officers thought it would be a good idea to try and break the ladylike persona that I maintained throughout the whole of my course by getting me to, as a sort of mercy word, yell particular rude words during the most grueling part of our training. And I'm happy to say that they failed in that. But during our mess dinner at the end of the course, I was fined for, I think, a misdemeanor of not eating my salad or something like that. And the fine was to say a particular word, the abbreviation of cockerel, several times during a speech on the floor of the House of Commons and mention all of the officers' names present. So I would direct you to Hansard, where you can scroll down the usual list of topics that I talk about, UK's place in the world, why we need carrier strike force, the deterrent renewal, and you will find, unusually for someone representing an urban seat, the Easter adjournment debate on poultry welfare. So for that and my other speech, thank you very much.